It's 8:50. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's currently 67 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with our next guest, Walt Sorg. If you live in Ingham County, you might have gotten a robocall that said that Mr. Sorg wants to raise taxes to pay for charging stations for electric cars. Walt owns a Chevy Volt. It's kind of funny, Walt, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, that was my wife's first reaction. I was really angry about it. My wife heard it. She said, "That's hilarious."
So Walt's going to get elected and put these in so he has a place to recharge his car.
So that's, I guess that's their dream. Who, that was the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Who's doing this, Walt?
I believe I know who it is, but I can't absolutely prove it, so I'm not going to name any names.
Oh, come on, Walt. If you have an idea, let us know who you think it is.
No, can't do that.
The race has been tough for you for this primary is going to be against Tom Cochran, who I believe is the former fire chief for the city of Lansing, and Jerry Ketchum of Holt. What separates you from those two?
I think more than anything else, it's the ability to do the job right away. They both had really great careers, but they had government jobs that really have nothing to do with being a legislator or policy in state government. Tom was a firefighter and ultimately the fire chief in Lansing. Jerry Ketchum was a draftsman at the Department of Transportation, both retired now. Neither one of them got any experience at all in the private sector and business. And really, or in making policy at the state government level. I've worked for the governor, I've worked with the Speaker of the House, worked for the Supreme Court, and I can be in there doing the job right away.
All right. There have been people who say that Walt Sorg doesn't lean to the left, that he falls off the table, and that he's going to spend taxpayer dollars as frugally or as non-frugally as he can. How would you address that?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, it's a ridiculous thing to say, but also, I'm really kind of pragmatic. We're going to have a very conservative Republican Senate, regardless of what happens in a House race. I'm going to focus on things where we can get some bipartisan consensus, where I can work with Republicans, work with the governor to get some progress for the state. Clearly, anything that we're going to pass is going to be pretty centrist.
All right. Walt, let's just say you're a Democrat and you're elected and you're in that House and you're facing that Republican contingency that won't move forward on health reform in regards to having a Michigan plan for that. They're dragging their feet. They're refusing to address that. How do you find common ground to be able to move forward on that?
Well, you talk to them. You try to find out what's their objection. Talk about what the alternative is, which is really, well, it's a couple. There's a possibility the governor could do it, I think, through a pact with the federal government where it's kind of a blended thing, and I think that's probably what we're going to end up doing. Or the federal government can just decide what it wants to do with no input from the state at all. And I think given those alternatives, you might be able to get them to move forward. But you've got to talk. You've got to develop some rapport with each other. So you talk about these things and figure, well, what's the outcome of what you're going to do? What's ultimately going to happen?
All right, you've got a Republican governor and a Republican majority Senate, which can't get him to move. How's Walt Sorg going to get him to move?
It's about building some relationships and building some trust and trying to find some common ground. You've got to develop a consensus in there. A lot's going to depend on whether or not we have the majority in the House. If we don't have the majority, we'll be able to get one set of results. Sometimes the governor has brought things to the legislature where he definitely needed some Democratic support, even in this current circumstance where he got overwhelming Republican majorities in both chambers. That creates a different dynamic as well. Yeah. I was in that situation in the 70s at one point where the Democrats controlled the House, Republicans controlled the Senate, we had a Republican governor. And somehow our leadership managed to get things done on a bipartisan fashion. And I think I learned a lot from them on how you go about doing it. It's a lot of it's just communication and personal relationships.
Walt, what's your take on the news being released that Michigan HMOs made record profits last year?
I haven't seen that report. I can't really respond to it.
All right. Walt, we'll be talking with you before Tuesday comes again. Thanks so much for your time.
Take care, Tony. Thanks for calling.
It's 8:55. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com.